The 38th Caldor Public Art Project at the Art Gallery of New South Wales is back, designed and curated by German artist Thomas Demand. It's called The Object Listen. The Object Lesson, bringing us more than 70 artworks selected from both the Art Gallery's John Caldor Family Collection and John Caldor's Personal Collection, displaying them in a whole new light. It is on display from the 30th of August till the 11th of January, and joining us now from the Art Gallery of New South Wales, Senior Curator of Modern and Contemporary International Art, Nicholas Chambers. Morning, Nicholas. How are you?
Hey, Danny. I'm really well. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thanks very much for joining us. For the uninitiated, what are the Caldor Public Art Projects?
Yeah, well, the Caldor Public Art Projects began all the way back in 1969, when, quite famously, two artists, Christo and Jean-Claude, came out to Sydney and wrapped an entire coastline. They wrapped 2.5 k's actually of the coast out at Little Bay. And this was, at the time, not only a pretty extraordinary thing to encounter in Sydney, but it was truly one of the most ambitious and largest contemporary art projects that happened anywhere in the world. And I think it's pretty sort of interesting to think about, you know, the kind of landscape for contemporary art in Sydney in that time. So 1969, this is, of course, before the Biennale of Sydney, which opened in 1973. And it's even, I noted the other day in talking to some colleagues and John about this history, that 1969 is before we even had a curator of contemporary art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, which didn't happen until 79. So since then, John has presented 38 public art projects in a range of different sites across Sydney, and I think they've very much been, you know, part of a story of Sydney kind of engaging with a broader world of contemporary art production.
And wonderful to have it back. Now, this isn't the first time that Thomas Demand has been part of the Caldor Public Art Project. What, though, is unique about this new exhibition, and what can we expect going in?
Yeah, sure. So Thomas, you're right, he first made a project with John in 2012, and that was the 25th Caldor Public Art Project. And for that one, he memorably took over a, I think, iconic building in Sydney, which is the Harry Seidler Design Commercial Travellers Association. And that's the, if you can picture it, Danny, but it's a mushroom-shaped building which kind of sprouts from Martin Place.
Oh, yes, yes, another one.
Just in front of the MLC Centre. And Thomas is really best known for his photographs, I would say. So these are kind of meticulously constructed images of these hyperreal paper models that he creates in his studio. But since around the time of that project he did with John in 2012, he'd become increasingly interested in working the field of exhibition design and curation as an extension of his artistic practice. And so that's really kind of developed more and more over the last decade. And for the exhibition that we're opening on Friday, which is called The Object Lesson, Thomas has created a whole new interior architecture for the vast contemporary gallery at Nalabadu, which is, of course, our new Sana-designed building in the domain. And so it's an entirely new proposition for how you experience art in that space. And it really transforms it into, in a sense, a giant sculptural kaleidoscope.
Wow.
that visitors will navigate around and experience some of those works from the Caldor collection that you mentioned.
It sounds like you've got a pretty great job there, Nicholas, as being Senior Curator of Modern and Contemporary International Art there at the Art Gallery of New South Wales, and doubly exciting seeing as the premises has been expanded so much in recent years. Did you work sort of closely with Thomas Demand to get this all happening?
Yeah, look, I sure did. It's a pretty interesting project. So I worked really closely with Thomas and also John Caldor, but then, you know, a vast team at the gallery to help Thomas realise his vision for the exhibition. And I mean, you'll all have more of a sense of this when you come to see it, but it involves architects and engineers and builders to develop this, you know, whole new display system inside the gallery. And then, of course, there's all the wonderful team members like the conservators and registrars and members of the curatorial team who are really, you know, I guess, thinking about the particular needs of each of the artworks, some of which, as you mentioned earlier, Danny, have actually really been seen because they've come from John's private collection, and they're shown alongside some, you know, some of the really great icons of the Kaldor family collection.
Yes,
which is the gift of more than 200 works that John gave to the art gallery back in 2011.
Yes, I was going to ask about the features renowned artists, over 200 works. Anything you're in particular looking forward to seeing out and about?
Oh my gosh! This is the give us your favourite child question. Look, as a curator, I'm not allowed to have a favourite artwork, of course. But look, I think I'll give you a few pointers. So I think one of the really wonderful works, one of the earliest works in the collection, is an incredible sculpture by Robert Rauschenberg, who was, you know, really a forerunner of pop art, and it was one of the first works that John bought as a young man, and he relates incredible stories of being involved in the New York art world at that moment in the 60s. So we have works from, you know, that period in the 50s and 60s, all the way through to the present day, and we're really seeing it evolve in front of our very eyes this week. And what's interesting is that Thomas hasn't taken a thematic or an art historical kind of approach to connecting, to making juxtapositions with these works, but has rather followed quite a spatial and associative logic. So it's often as if we're seeing many of these works, some of them are very familiar, but sort of encountering them anew, as if we're seeing them for the first time in this new arrangement.
Nicholas Chambers, Senior Curator of Modern Contemporary International Art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Don't let the fact that I'm asking those questions stop you from ever coming back to this show, because it's just absolutely wonderful to talk to you about this sort of stuff. I'm running alongside the exhibition. There's like a music series to accompany the works, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Jules Reedy, who's a Sydney and Berlin-based musician, she's been commissioned to create a new sonic piece, a musical composition in response to the kind of architecture that Thomas has created, but also the individual work. So she's responded to Thomas's use of colour and the kind of movements that people make to go through the space. Jules is going to perform this work live in the gallery in December.
Cool.
And then in the month, I'm sorry, what was that?
I said cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. and then in the months leading up, we've actually invited three other New South Wales-based musicians to reinterpret Jules Reedy's piece live in the exhibition space. So the first of those will be Megan Alice Clune, which will be happening next month.
You do some great work. You got a great job. Of course, this will all be happening during when it's school holidays time there, from late September to October. And the Art Gallery of New South Wales is absolutely fantastic and encouraging art for kids. There'll be workshops there for kids and families as part of the program as well. I'm going to link to all of this on the 2SER website. Nicholas Chambers, Senior Curator of Modern and Contemporary International Art at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.